Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Toilets of Titles. My name is Justin Stevens. I'm with a couple of the co-hosts here, Nate and Rich, and we brought on a guest for today's show. But I want to run through real quick, try to get the technicalities out of the way, a little house cleaning here. But actually, you know what? I'll just go ahead and introduce the guys. Nate, this morning, I know you said you've got a lot to do this morning. You're going to be a busy guy doing some Cousin Eddie stuff. Other than looking forward to that heavy lifting this morning, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's a nice Saturday. It was pretty decent yesterday. It's been raining all week, so hopefully it's going to dry up for a few days and just be nice for a while. So get a little spend of time outside with Finley and the wife and enjoy the weather.
Right on. I think we're all going to have pretty good weather this weekend because, you know, you're not too far from Kenny and I, and Rich isn't too far from you. So, Rich, you're out there in what, like Iowa or Nebraska or something like that, Oklahoma? Like, aren't they all like that area?
Yeah, Oklahoma. We're having some slight weather up here, too. We had some rain all week and everything. So, hopefully it clears up a little bit. So, I take my son out for a little bit, but excited. Just so you guys see, you got your gear coming in.
Yeah.
So, ready to go, man. Let's get started.
That's right. We got the Toilets of Titles gear. He's got the hat. He's got the, well, he's actually, I don't know. I don't think he's wearing the Toilets of Titles hat. There you go. The Raiders hat because of the mock draft. But, and then the Toilets of Titles shirt. But hey, while we're at it, guys, I'm excited. We have our new Patreon finally up and going. This is something that that John has really been pushing for a while, and we haven't really been able to connect on it. He finally just said, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. This is something that's needed to be done for a long time, and he got it done. So you guys can check us out, patreon.com/toilets of titles. Pretty easy to find us too. If you just go to Patreon and type in the search bar Toilets of Titles, you'd be shocked that nobody else actually has that handle. So it's all ours, but we've got three tiers on there. Tier one is a $3 per month donation. And for that, you're going to get automatically put into our official team group chat. That's going to involve all eight of us that are involved with the show, along with anybody else that is a Patreon, where we can just chat about whatever you need to talk about, especially football and fantasy football related. Tier two, you get that chat, but you also get an early access to a waiver wire episode. The waiver wire episodes are going to be recorded by the eight of us on a rotation. We're going to take turns dropping a waiver wire episode. You're also going to get an automatic entry to the Frankenstank Listeners League. And that second tier is $5 per month. The third tier is $10 a month. With that, you get all of the stuff that you get for the first and second tier. But you also get some one-on-one roster analysis. This is where up to once a month you can just chime in, let us know, hey, I want some roster analysis. I want to be able to pull it up on my phone so you guys can see my team. We can help you with possible trade decisions or draft decisions or anything. You choose who you want to sit down with. We'll sit down with you for about 10 minutes and help you knock out some details with your roster. You will also get a free entry to the Frankenstank Listener League, not just allowed to get entered like with that second tier, but you'll actually get a free entry with this top tier. And then you also have the opportunity to potentially get some free gear after about 6 months worth of patronism with us on the Patreon. So that's the Patreon. I'm pretty excited about that. We're not going to go through that every single episode. We will mention it every episode, but I just wanted to break down the tiers for you. And also, don't forget to give us that 5-star review because we watch them regularly. We have a few of them out there that have given us some really good feedback with those big 5-star reviews. Those people are going to be able to get invited into the Frankenstank League as well. So if you can't help us out with the Patreon, completely understand. This is another way for you to possibly be able to get invited into the Frankenstank League to give us that 5-star review. And before we go any farther, I want to introduce our guest. So our guest, Kenny, is actually a friend of mine from high school. His friends call him Bo, so I still call him Kenny. I don't really know how that happened either. Like, everybody calls him Bo, but I still call him Kenny. But anyway, Kenny and I actually have something in common, and I've mentioned it several times on the show. Kenny and I both have had testicular cancer. We're both survivors of it, and in both cases, our families were impacted. So Kenny, unlike me, actually has decided to do something about it. He's ponied up and starting an incredible foundation to help support the cause. He also was a genius and came up with today's episode for an all-time great NFL player draft of our favorite players, whether it be fantasy purposes or just nostalgic reasons, whatever. We're going to be drafting some amazing all-time favorites. So since he came up with the idea, I wanted to bring him on the show. Kenny, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the ONC and anything else you want to talk about.
All right. Well, the ONC, I started that due to the fact that, you know, I had a huge family, and I was very fortunate enough to get a lot of help financially. You know, being the breadwinner of my family and stuff, it really hit us hard there. But with the fact that, again, I had my big family, I was able to get the help I needed and stuff. And I remember sitting at my last round of chemo at some point. I told my wife that, you know, when this is over with and done, and, you know, we needed to do something to try to help people that didn't necessarily have the help and support we had. And then I had another friend named Jeff, and that lives in Ohio, that was going through it at the same exact time I was. And we were kind of talking back and forth about chemo buddies, and everybody that, or and how we connect and stuff. We always called ourselves the One Nut Club, you know, because obviously you lose a testicle when you get testicular cancer, unfortunately. So, you know, we were talking about it one day, and I finally was like, you know, why not make the One Nut Club, or the One Nut Club, actually something real? Hence why we call it the ONC. So that's kind of how it came about. We're working on a website for donations. We're doing all that stuff. We've already had one big charity event, which we were able to bring in over $1,300, which was amazing. So, yeah, it's still kind of an ongoing process, but we're getting there. And hopefully we have that internet or the website up running soon.
Yeah, and I was actually I was hit with a little surprise news whenever I went to the poker tournament that I am also on the committee for this One Nut Club. So he snuck that in there while we were about to play, like right before we started to play poker. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm looking forward to those meetings. That'll be fun. but no, absolutely a great cause. I'm looking forward to it. The poker tournament was a lot of fun, and do want to announce too, because up until now, the youngest known Toyless and Titles family member has been Finn, but Kenny Bo here has a little miracle on the way himself. Him and his wife Kendra are expecting a baby. So congratulations, Kenny. I'm so glad that I'm allowed to say it like out loud. It feels pretty awesome.
Yeah, it'll be number 5 for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
So for all you testicular cancer survivors out there, see, it can still happen.
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's get this thing started. I'm excited about today's episode because it's going to bring up a lot of nostalgic feelings. Even just typing in these names for this list, I started to get pretty excited. But, you know what? I also have to do today's read. Today's episode is brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to PrimetimeSportsTalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, PrimetimeSportsTalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. All right, so I did a randomized wheel to come up with the draft order for today. Rich is going to be drafting at the 101, then Bo will be at the 102, Nate, you've got the 103, and then it'll be myself at the 104. The idea behind this draft is we're drafting all-time great fantasy football players, all-time great nostalgic players, all-time great players that we enjoy for whatever reason. So no holes bars, no real rules. We're going to let Twitter vote on who had the best team, and we'll come up with the punishment for the other guys. But but we'll think of something. So
no dress. One
late. Yeah, no dress because Kenny already has to wear one to my draft for my home league since he got last place last season. So I don't know why you're saying no dress. You're already going to have one ready to go, right?
I mean, yes, but I don't want to spoil the fun for you. How about that?
Right on. Well, trust me, it's not going to be any more fun for me either. All right, Rich, you're up with the 101. What do you got?
Yeah, so my first pick, I mean, it's very fitting that you go with the all-time great, one of the iconic faces of football, and not only football, but gaming itself. And I think you know where I'm going with this, and Justin, you kind of already let off with it, man. Coach, the great John Madden, number one in this draft.
You know what? I think I probably do need to explain what we're drafting here because it is more than just a it is a team. We're not going with any individual defensive players. I kind of dropped the ball on that one. I didn't really have time to throw any down there. But if you look to the right of your screen, you'll see that we're going to draft one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, two flex, a super flex, a kicker, a coach, and three bench spots if we have time to get to all that. But no pressure on trying to get to all that necessarily, but we're going to try to get to 14 if we can. So the first coach is off the board, which is a surprising pick for me. I kind of thought the coaches would go much later in the draft.
Yeah.
All right. Kenny, you're up.
Well, since he took a coach, that leaves a guy that I absolutely think is the greatest running back of all time. I don't care about the fact that Emmitt Smith has the numbers. This guy would have blown it out of the park. It would be untouchable if he would have stayed. I'm going with Barry Sanders as my first ever pick.
Gosh darn it.
I think Justin thought I was going to go with Peyton, and it makes sense. But if I'm drafting this round, as far as fantasy-wise goes, running backs are great. Barry Sanders, really productive, would have absolutely demolished the rushing record. Emmitt Smith would have never touched it. Barry Sanders, my first pick.
Very, very nice. Absolutely. In middle school, in 7th and 8th grade, my football jersey number was number 20. So, and we didn't get to choose. It just happened to be. So, yeah, I was excited about that. And we got Barry right behind me here, if you guys can see on the screen. So
yeah.
I happened to find find one that had three guys on here that I was going to be targeting. But so you sniped me on one of them.
You sniped me too. I was hoping to get my favorite Oklahoma State Cowboy, you know?
Yeehaw.
OSU, baby.
Go Barry.
Well, I guess since Barry's gone, I'll go with another running back from the greatest show on turf, Mr. Marshall Faulk. I forgot to put my jersey on this morning, but I remember they used to do training camp in my hometown, so I used to get to watch him when I was quite a bit younger, him and all the rest of them. It was pretty fun when I was a little kid. So,
right on, yeah. I mean, you got a couple Colts fans here with me and Kenny, so obviously we can respect that pick. And Joshua from Fusion, if you're watching, I know that you're right now you're extremely frustrated with my spreadsheet skills, but hey – I got to do what I got to do. This is the best I got. I am realizing I should have put these in alphabetical order, though. It's going to be a lot easier to find them. All right. So, obviously, you know, all-time greats. I've got to choose the all-time great, right? I'm shocked that you guys let me have them. I'm surprised that you didn't take them just to get under my skin, if for no other reason. But if I'm going to take a team that I want to say is the best of all time, you got to have the best of all time at quarterback. So there's my Peyton Manning pick. That one was obvious. My son's name is Peyton. You know, it is what it is. Now the next one might be, it's not really a surprise. I mean, he is probably the best player in this draft, to be honest with you. The only surprise part about it is that I'm going wide receiver. But when I was young, we had a neighborhood kid that lived down the street that used to come over and throw the football with me a lot. And he used to call himself Joe Montana, and I used to call myself Jerry Rice. I even knew then when I was 6 years old that I was going to be the next Jerry Rice. And by the way, any NFL teams out there, I'm still a free agent, and I'm really cheap. But I may not be any Jerry Rice, but I will say, Rich, I want to apologize because I just took the greatest player ever to don a Raiders jersey. So, so sorry about that, buddy. I know you were probably looking forward to him.
Hey, I'm not. There's no problem with that. I like that. Gonna be a lot of Raiders going in this draft.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the guy I'm going to take, he was a Raider too, but probably my favorite player ever. I don't know if he's on the list. Is that going to screw things up, Jordan or Justin?
No, not at all.
Yeah, okay, Jordy Nelson. Yeah, favorite Packer ever, favorite player.
Jordy Nelson. So, all right. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I love it. I love it, and he's one of your favorite players, so, like, it makes sense. Kind of surprised you took him in the second round, though.
He's my favorite. I always took him in the first round because he's, like I said, best favorite player ever.
All right. Yeah, I'm just saying I think you could have gotten him much later.
Probably in the 14th. Don't care.
Yeah, because clearly I didn't think of him, but, you know, I would have taken him had I thought of him because, I mean, at some point I would have taken him. So, yeah, right on. Good pick. All right, Kenny.
All right, with my next pick, I'm smelling a little bit of sweetness in the air, if you know where I'm going with this one. I'm going with Walter Payton. Again, he's arguably one of the best running backs ever. But Walter Payton, you know, is before Emmitt Smith around, he was the all-time leading rusher. So, Walter Payton, my next pick.
Very good. You're locking up that running back position early.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, back-to-back. Which Raiders are you taking this time?
So, just how I draft in general, I always have to start out building running back, and everything. So, that's how I always build the fundamentals of my team. So, with my second pick in this draft, it is going to be one of the all-time greats, Marcus Allen. Great player in the league. I think 11 years with the Raiders. Then he kind of switched over to the our rivals and everything, but still one of the greatest of all time, I believe.
Hey, real quick, you guys can see the draft board on the screen, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And then with my second pick of all time, if this man just would have had the opportunity to further his career before getting injured against those damn Bengals, pardon my French, but I have to go with Mr. Bo Jackson.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Good pick. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about the Marcus Allen pick. Just, again, trying to get value. Think maybe you might have gotten him a little early. And it kind of upsets me because I was highly considering him on this next turn, and I was hoping to snipe him from you. Because I enjoyed watching Marcus Allen. He did it all. Like, he could catch it out of the backfield. He could run it up the middle. He could run it outside. He was a fun player to watch for sure. All right,
just
Kenny.
Just a note, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Raiders in the first three rounds.
Player back in the day. Hey, Justin, that reminds me. Remember what we were talking about on the phone last night? The first ever draft pick?
Yes.
First ever fantasy football?
Yes.
Does everybody know who it is?
I never did go back and look it up, no.
Does anybody else know?
The first ever player that was ever drafted in a fantasy football draft.
Yes, the first ever fantasy football draft was actually held in 1963.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
Yep, and the first ever player picked was George Blanda, another Raider.
Okay, I could see that.
God, why do you guys keep – Rich's head's going to get too big for that screen. You guys keep talking about the Raiders like this.
Yeah, I'm not counting George Nelson and Jerry Rice as Raider players on this list. Obviously, no. We're not drafting the Jordy Nelson and Jerry Rice of the Raiders.
Once a Raider, always a Raider.
Well, I feel really bad that they ruined their career then. All right, Kenny, so are you going with George Blanda?
No, I'm not going with George Blanda.
Oh, that's okay. Oh.
All right. But my next pick here, and this is because he's on the board, and I absolutely love this guy. He ranks up there really close with Peyton Manning for me, is none other than Joe Montana. I think you know, before Peyton came around, I would have told you he was the greatest of all time. There wasn't anybody better, and that is what it is. But then Peyton came around and kind of took that away from him. But, you know, Joe Montana, amazing. Mr. Clutch, he's still more clutch than Tom Brady. I don't care what anybody says. So Joe Montana is my next pick.
Very good. There you go. It would have been nice to have the Jerry Rice, Joe Montana stack, but that's okay.
Well, you know, I'm a spoiler.
What you got, Nate?
I think, in my opinion, one of the best running backs to ever do it. Well, like pretty much everybody on this list is, but one I really enjoyed as a younger guy too, Mr. LaDainian Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. Always liked to, just, you know, fun to watch. I feel like every time when I was playing Madden as a kid, you always, you know, would trade guys around. He was always the first guy to, you know, trade over. Well, yeah, he's a stud.
Incredible. It looked like he was playing Madden out on the field.
Yeah.
He never had the best offensive line and still managed to do what he did.
Yep. All right. So I've told this story before. I don't know if I've ever said it on air, but when my wife and I were still newlyweds, I went out and spent like $360 per ticket for a Vikings and Colts game when the Vikings came to Indianapolis to play Monday Night Football. Got really good seats. We were like third or fourth row in the corner of the end zone, right where I wanted to be to see my man Randy Moss jump up and catch a touchdown. Even against my Colts, I wanted to see that touchdown so bad in that corner. And moments before the game, he tweaked his hamstring in warmups, and I didn't even get to see him play in live action. And so I spent it was $360 a ticket for the two of us to not watch him play. But I still absolutely love the guy. I love everything about Randy Moss as a player. So if Rich and Bo and Nate, you guys are running up and getting all those running backs, I'm going to go ahead and shoot the horn on the wide receivers here. So that's my pick in the third round.
I was going to take him on my turn.
The amazing thing about this draft is it doesn't matter what order you go in. There's just so many great players.
Yeah.
Better.
Right. I don't know, man. It's already getting tough.
Did you really put Jeff George on this list?
Why not? Hey, I said some of these are on here for nostalgic reasons, and I made the list. I mean, I even got Rich Gannon on there. All right, I got to take Brett Favre.
Oh,
I've got to snipe Nate. He hasn't taken a quarterback yet, and obviously I love Brett Favre too. So you had your chance. You didn't leave me LaDainian Tomlinson like I thought you would. I thought for sure you would take Brett there, but so now I've got my quarterback, my super flex, and my two wide receivers. So you're up, Nate.
Well, because you had me worried here, but you know what? I'm going to take him. Give me Mike Vick. I loved him. He was awesome. I just – everything he did was just insane on the field. It's just so much fun to watch. I mean, besides how quick he was, he just had a cannon. I mean, I think there was a highlight the other day when they were playing the Redskins, and they were up like, what, 50-0 at halftime or something like that. That pass from the 4 or 5 yard line, oh, my goodness. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, Mike Vick, loved him.
Awesome pick. All right, Bo, what do you got?
I was trying to think where I wanted to go with this. I guess I need to go with receiver here. And there's good receivers and so many things you can do with it.
So while you're thinking about it, I do want to clarify that this was the Mike Vick pre-dog fighting, right?
Well, of course.
All right.
Because I got another pick in mind. Like I said, this is all – I'm just for on the field, off the field. People do bad things, and, you know, we just go on with our day.
All right. This guy was I don't know. A lot of people didn't care for him, and, you know. But on the field, he was amazing. He played the game with passion, but he was a dick all the time. I'm going to go with T.O.
I knew it was one of the two.
They're going to be like, I hurt my nose.
All right, so Kenny gets his first wide receiver off the board, Mr. Sit-Ups himself, Terrell Owens. All right. So, Rich, you've got the back-to-back here.
Yeah. When next,
there's at least two more Raiders on here.
What's that?
There's at least two more Raiders on here, I know.
There's tons.
Jamarcus Russell.
Breaking away from the mold here because this was the first game I ever watched in the NFL and everything, and it was a memorable moment and a memorable Super Bowl. And the first time I ever watched a game was that Super Bowl. And Doug Williams was the quarterback
for
the Redskins.
Nice.
Broncos and stuff like that. First game I ever watched. And he is the first person I remember watching.
Very good. Very good pick. I was wondering if he was going to get drafted. I knew I was going quarterback early, so I didn't feel like I was going to get him. But I was wondering if he would get drafted. Good pick.
Yeah, that's my nostalgic pick. Because like I said, first game I ever watched.
There you go.
Third pick overall. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little fifth round. All right. So I got to go receiver next. And to me, my all-time great receiver, Mr. Tim Brown for the Oakland Raiders.
Okay. Come on in. Okay. So that leaves us with some more good wide receivers out there on the board. Thanks, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
No, I liked him. He was super
fat. He's awesome.
Super fat. He was fun to watch. Absolutely. That's a good pick. All right, Kenny.
My next pick, and then I got to run real quick. I came up here to my work to do this, and I shouldn't have because I'm getting contracts coming here and need something. So I'm going to run away right after this pick real quick. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay. No worries.
But my next
pick, AJ Green, for your next pick, so it's fine.
Tight end, and I'm going to go with the great Tony Gonzalez.
My strategy. Man, I had the best quarterback, the best wide receiver. My next pick was going to be the first tight end off the board. But luckily, I wasn't going to go with Gonzalez. But there's definitely an argument to be made for him to be the greatest of all time.
I think so. I will be right back, guys. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
That was a great pick.
Yes, it was.
Doesn't far fall from the Gonzalez family tree.
right on. You know, so, does he show up to the family reunions?
I wish.
So will you have him sign my Toilets to Titles hat before you mail it to me?
It's already in the mail.
Ah, I'll send it back.
So
literally not part of the family, but when you have the last name Gonzalez, we just consider all family Gonzalez's.
Hey, that's cool. I do have a second cousin. That is Goose Gossage,
Lucky.
Play Major League Baseball, but I've never met the guy. He never comes to the family reunions. But
call him up, get him on the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely at least attempt to. I don't know. Who knows? If I tell him I'm his second cousin that he's never met, he'll just think I'm some crazy dude. But all right, what do you got, Nate?
Well, I'm going to go tight end as well. I want Mr. Shannon Sharp.
Good pick. Yep, I definitely should have put these in alphabetical order. All right, here we go. Yeah, so I was going to go tight end, but you guys both went back-to-back tight end, so I'm going to kind of hope that maybe you're not going to go tight end now. And if Rich takes one, there's still plenty of good ones left. Because I don't want this guy to drop any farther on me. I'm kind of worried that maybe he's going to slip. I'm also kind of worried that I'm going to lose my stack. I'm kind of worried that my boy Kenny's going to take him. So I'm going to get my stack here, Peyton Manning with Marvin Harrison. And the reason for that is when I was in high school, I was in ninth grade. Freshman wide receiver, just trying to get some varsity time in when I could. We got an opportunity to go out on the field during a Seahawks game in Indianapolis, and I was a ball boy for that game. And after the game, I got to meet Marvin Harrison, and this was like his rookie year. So
that's awesome.
I believe he was a rookie the year before Peyton was a rookie. So Peyton wasn't even on the team yet. And I remember I got to meet him. He didn't say much. He was always a quiet guy, but I shook his hand and I told him then, I was like, you realize you're going to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver one day, don't you? And he was like, I don't know about all that, but look at where we're at now. I was right.
That's awesome.
So I feel like I wish that to happen for him. So I am responsible for Marvin Harrison being in the Hall of Fame. So I had to take Marvin Harrison there.
What I missed. It. Wow.
You missed it? You're going to have to go back and listen to it because I can't say it again. But here's something else that I'm extremely excited about. I'm going to take the first and greatest kicker off the board. Since Kenny took the first tight end off the board, I'm going to go with the first and greatest kicker. And I got a story about this one too. So I set up Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, with a CPAP machine. It's a sleep machine that you sleep with at night. And he did give me permission to tell people that publicly when I set him up. And this was years ago, like way before I ever started anything like this. But it's an extremely interesting guy. But anyway, long story short, he gave passes to myself and my two boys to go down on the field during during training camp one summer. And so we went there. And we got to eat breakfast with the players, and Vinatieri came up to our table and sat down with us and was talking to us. And he was like, because he saw that I was trying to lean in to listen at the coach's table. And he came up and he said, those guys aren't talking strategy, man. You're not going to get anything out of them. He's a really super cool guy. We went outside after breakfast. I got a phone call from work. I'm on my cell phone. I turn around and Adam Vinatieri is throwing a football with my son. At this point, my son was kind of losing interest in football. You know, he was like, I don't know, 6-8 years old, but you know, he wasn't super excited. He didn't want to play, but after that, it's like he was hooked. Like my son is, he loves watching football with me now. So, fast forward about 3 years later, I'm the bar manager at Buffalo Wild Wings, in Anderson, where they did their training camp, and he came into the bar, with McCaffrey. Well, all the Colts did. They used to come in there, but those two specifically were sitting at the bar, and I had the opportunity to tell him that he helped myself and my son bond over that him throwing the football. It kind of like kicked those football juices in my son. So now we get to watch football on Sundays, and it was like a bonding moment for us, and it was like real touching. And so I told him his food was on me and all that, and so I get down to the other end of the bar and I'm pouring drinks and everything. And I turn and look, and Vinatieri is actually wiping a tear from his eye. Like he was excited that he was able to do that for us. So I can't let Adam Vinatieri awesome. Slip anymore. So definitely one of my favorite dudes in the history of football. So I'm awesome. Glad I got him. And I'm really glad Kenny didn't take him.
Yeah, you told me on the phone last night, you go, oh, I know some great kickers. One just retired. I knew you were talking about Adam V.
Oh yeah,
he's not done. He's not done yet.
He's coming back, or maybe as a coach. Can I draft him as a coach in the 14th round?
He's coming back. He's coming back. He can still do it. I'm gonna go with the guy who destroyed and terrorized, well, most of the NFL, but not just the NFC North for a long time. But Megatron, Mr. Calvin Johnson. Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah, was my next pick.
Hey, yeah. I gotta go get my dog. Hold on a sec. I'll be right back. Don't worry about me.
When he left the Lions, there was trade talks or rumor talks that he might come back and play for the Raiders. So I was kind of hoping that would happen.
You Raider fans are just relentless. You guys get Aaron Rodgers. Every time it's a big free agent, like I have a friend also that's a Raiders fan. And as soon as he heard J.J. Watt was a free agent, he was like, Raiders, he's going to the
I always think that's how they sound too. Going to the Raiders.
My goodness.
All right, Kenny, I think you've stomped on Rich's toes enough. Time to make a pick.
All right, I'm gonna go with a receiver again, and I'm gonna go with back in his younger day, if there was a jump ball, I would give him an 80% chance to come down with it. I'm going to go with the great Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep, good pick. Larry Fitz. It's a shame he's retiring.
Yeah.
That has to happen eventually, right?
I mean, yeah. That makes me sad about this list. I sit back and think about, you know, a lot of these guys are the reasons I fell in love with football and all that. Just, it's like, man, they're no longer here. When you look at football now, you know, to my perspective now, I'm watching a bunch of kids play.
Yeah.
I'm older than all of them now.
Right.
You know, except for the ageless Tom Brady.
Yeah. How do you think I feel? I'm older than you.
That's all right, though.
All right, Rich.
Yeah, just like in all drafts, when someone picks a kicker, the rest of the kickers start going. And I am not letting him get past me for you guys to snipe from me. And I don't think I even have to say the name. I know Justin's going to put him there for me. Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Sebastian Janikowski, please. Thank you very much.
Sebastian Janikowski.
You know what? I'm okay with that pick.
Yeah.
I like that. If you needed a kick to go in the uprights and it was more than 55 yards away, you wanted Sebastian Janikowski. That dude, unbelievable. I'm okay.
You took my favorite kicker.
Yeah. He's one of the Raiders that I put on here because I wanted to put him on here and not because I wanted to give Rich some more options.
Yeah, the next pick, I'm going to step away from throw another curveball into the draft here. He's not even listed on the board at all, so you're going to have to type him in.
All right.
He is going to be flexed because he did play this position, but on the same tradition, he is from the defensive side. I'm going to go with Mr. Deion Sanders, one of the greats of all time.
Oh, man, that's a cheat code. All right. I gotta allow it. He did play wide receiver.
He did.
That is a cheat code. Good job, Rich. Dang. Just like a Raider to find a sneaky way to do it.
Mm-hmm. We ain't deflating the ball, so we're good.
No, you're definitely one up on those guys. I mean, think about it. We're drafting a list of all the greatest players, and Tom Brady is still out there. So it kind of says something about our group, right?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Kenny.
All right. I'm going to take a defense. I'm going to take the first defense off the board, and I'm going to go with great 85 Bears.
Oh, we're not doing defense.
I thought you were.
No, I said I wish that I had thought of it, but I didn't have time to put all that together.
Or I messed up then.
That I mean, it's an incredible idea, but I didn't have time to put it together and didn't really think of it until this morning. So
no worries then. We'll just
that would have been a good one.
Yeah, you think? Okay. Well, then I'll have to reevaluate here what I want to do. Anyways. All right. Well, then I will go with I want to go with this one. I'll go with wide receiver again then. And I think I will actually end up going with I think I'm going to go this time with Michael Irvin.
I knew it. Did you see who I had highlighted there?
I didn't look.
Yeah. I clicked on him just as you were saying it.
I'll go with Michael Irvin.
It's a good pick. He was the best guy left. All right, Nate, are you back?
Oh, yeah, we're ready to roll.
Right on.
I'll take a big bruising running back I enjoyed as a kid as well, Mr. Jerome Bettis. The bus? Oh, yeah.
Is he on the list?
Well, yeah, of course he is.
I mean, he should be. I don't remember. I didn't remember typing him.
He's between McCaffrey and Ricky Williams.
Yeah, there he is.
There you go.
Yeah, he absolutely should be because he's a great running back, is a great pick. I just didn't remember typing him for some reason.
So you put Ron Jaworski on as a quarterback. Couldn't remember if it was Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, I deserve that.
Got Salisbury on there too.
No, I'm not doing analyst.
say he was a backup for a short stint.
All right. So I tell you what, again, I'm drafting nostalgia here. When I was a kid, this guy could only catch touchdowns. I know I already have Randy Moss, so it's kind of fitting to put them on the same team again. But I got Randy Moss on one side, got Chris Carter on the other side. I've got a hell of a wide receiving core, but unfortunately, that also takes up both of my flex spots. So I can't take another wide receiver because, I mean, unless they're going to be on my bench, but I think I'm done with wide receiver for a while. But I got the four wide receivers, when I was a kid, the four wide receivers that I loved more than anybody else, I was able to get all four of them on my team. So I'm thrilled to have that happen. Let's see. I've got some running backs that I kind of want to take late, but I do need to take one now as a starting running back. And I'm kind of surprised he's still out there. One of the greatest running backs of all time, really, still holds some records, even though a lot of running backs right now are playing in a cush league with weak defensive penalties. But I got to take Emmitt Smith off the board at this point to be the eighth running back off the board and be my running back number one. I'm perfectly happy with that one.
Yeah.
All right, Nate.
I think, I was going to fill up my flex here, and I think I will. No, just kidding. I'll take a wide receiver, a guy that I kind of forget. Not even say I forgot about him, but I think he gets left off quite a bit. But for the Houston Texans, Mr. Andre Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, good pick.
Very good pick.
Remember, he was a Colt one year. Didn't do much, but he was here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess I could have said that. I'm sorry. Former Colt.
I think he had one touchdown, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I think it's time for your coach, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I'm not going coach. not quite yet. I'm going to fill up my other flex position here. And, you know what? I'm going to go with excellent running back, former Cowboy, Mr. Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker, where's he at?
Oh, I don't know if he's on your list or not.
He's on the list.
Yeah,
he's on the list. I remember putting him on there.
Good old Herschel.
Yeah. You also get an MMA fighter with that pick as well.
Hey, look at that. That dude's a bad boy.
All right, Rich, back to back, baby. What do you got?
Yep, I'm going to go with another running back here. Played for a few teams and everything, but all time, he became a great when he came to play for one of the greatest organizations of all time, Mr. Eric Dickerson.
All right.
Good pick. That is a good pick.
Right below Franco Harris. Up. There you go.
All right. Now your next pick, your ninth overall pick.
And I will be going quarterback here. And because he's on the board, and this goes against everything but belief that I have, negative.
Yep, that's his guy.
I got to pick him just because he is the GOAT, Tom Brady.
All right. Well,
you were close, Justin.
He had to go at some point. Yeah, same thing. He had to go at some point, I guess. So yeah, sure. We'll let you have him, Rich.
Yeah, whatever. Justin, you on the same page of who we think is just at the absolute GOAT?
We have to go by the board, and the number one quarterback taken in this draft was Peyton Manning.
Thank you. I was just seeing if we were on the same page there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That dude. I don't know. I just want to ask these analysts when they get up here and talk about how great Brady is. Okay, did you watch Peyton Manning in his prime?
Believe me, I like Peyton Manning too, but he was already gone. So
yeah,
man, I get it.
Now Tom Brady should have gone way before that. If it was a different, if it was a different group of people, he definitely would have.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you got great value for that just because you read the room properly. So
thank you very much.
What, the 10th round and you just got Tom Brady?
Yeah. Right on. Okay, so Kenny, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take my kicker, and I'm going to go with Morton Anderson.
Morton Anderson.
He's at one time was the most accurate kicker in the NFL.
Very good.
He just can't obviously kick big moments like the.
Very good. So, Nate, you're next up. You've got three wide receivers. You've got three running backs. You have one quarterback, a tight end. Where are we going?
I think I'm going to – I'll go ahead and take my other quarterback. You know, it's tough. There's just so much, you know, so many different things you want to do. But I think I'll go with you know what? I don't care. You give me Aaron Rodgers. I love the guy. Doesn't care. Just, you know, he's my favorite.
Good pick.
I don't need to say anything else. Everybody knows it. Doesn't matter.
I'm not gonna lie. If he would have made it a couple more rounds, I may have taken him just to back up Brett Favre.
Hey, that's not bad. It worked out. It worked out in Green Bay.
And if Brett Favre gets hurt, I've got the best backup you could have.
There you go.
All right. Man, I still keep wanting to take wide receiver, but I know I need to avoid that. But I'm gonna go ahead and take a coach here, and it's not at all because necessarily of his coaching ability. This happened way before I ever became anything in life, but or even life itself. But the trophy is named after him, so if the trophy's gonna be named after him, he needs to be on my team because that's where the trophy's gonna be. So I'm going to take Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, he's decent.
That's what I hear. I don't really know anything about him. So as I'm looking through the tight ends here, I don't want this to go any farther. I do want to say, guys, just so you know, it's kind of cut off there, but that is Kellen Winslow Sr., not Jr. but as far as tight ends go, you got to go where it all started. Mike Ditka was the first real tight end to make a real name of the position.
That is true.
Yep.
I'm going to pull him up on my squad. And now I have my tight end and my coach finally. And we're back to you, Nate.
I'll take my coach. Not on the list. Rich is going to like this one. I'm surprised he didn't pick him. He's the real guy that made the Raiders organization run. Oh, yeah? Al Davis?
Yes, sir.
So he was a coach too?
Yes.
He was for a little while. I mean, yeah. Right. Long enough.
All right, cool.
Al Davis. I never thought Al Davis would be drafted as a coach.
I mean, I love the guy, but yeah, I mean, he coached for a little bit, so makes it work, right?
He was an amazing. I mean, he wasn't always the smartest, but he was absolutely amazing. I don't think anybody matches his passion for his team. Mm-mm.
Just win, baby, right?
That's it. That's it.
All right, you're up, Kenny.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and grab my next quarterback, and I think I'm going to go with who I think arguably should be in the talk of greatest ever, and they're just – you don't ever hear it. And a guy that never won a league MVP but should have is Drew Brees.
Okay. I know I put him on the list. There you go. Okay. Very good. It's kind of hard to look past that last year, you know, but he did do some incredible things. And I remember watching the Colts and Saints play on prime time. And those two, Peyton and Drew, just went back and forth and back and forth. I think they threw like 11 touchdowns between the two of them that game. It was an incredible game.
Drew Brees belongs in the talk of the elite of the elites. I mean, he's in that talk.
Yep. Purdue great right here in Indiana.
Great. Yep.
All right, Rich.
Justin, scroll down to the tight ends for me.
Yes, sir. I
remember seeing him on there. I was going to go with this gentleman and stuff because I think he was an all-time great, but I'm actually going to go with someone else. But my first choice was Ricky Dudley. I don't know if you remember this dude.
Is he on the list?
No, I'm not. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
He was supposed to be the next great tight end for the Raiders, but I'm going Rob
Gronkowski. Like Jamarcus Russell next to his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You're going with who?
Gronkowski.
Okay.
Pair up with Mr. Tom Brady.
Go ahead and get your stack there. You're gonna get all the Patriot votes, and all the Raider votes.
You're gonna have them. Yeah. Anyway, I'll get some Raider votes for Al Davis and Jordy. Don't worry.
And then I'm gonna go receiver next. I think I might make you happy with this pick and everything, but to me, even when I wasn't watching the Raiders, another team that I watched and always enjoyed watching them play, Mr. Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I took him in the fifth round. Don't you remember my story? I got to meet him. I told him that he's going to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Gosh dang,
glad you're paying attention, Rich.
I thought I still am scrolling there, so.
There is still another guy out there, though, that is still worthy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I was thinking when I was seeing you scroll down the list, but I'm not going to go with him.
I had both jerseys ready in case you guys took Peyton Manning before I could go.
You know what? I'm going to go. I got a story here real quick. This is who I'm going to go with. I went to a Raiders game, and I actually got press box tickets to go to the game. Nice. And during the break, and so, one of the breaks, I had to go use the men's restroom, and I walk in there, and as I'm standing at the urinal, the door comes open, and I look up, and he's standing right next to me. Not a Raider, but he was there televising the game, Mr. Steve Largent.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you got to piss with Steve Largent.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable. I didn't think I should say anything, so that's the closest I was able to get to him. Assuming the time and the situation, so.
You know what I would have said? I would have said, dude, that's one ball you don't want to drop.
Yeah, you want to know who was standing on the other side of me when we were at the urinal?
Who's that?
Tom Flores.
Jeez. Man.
That's they were televising together.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. They probably had a break at the same time.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. It's a great story.
Two great athletes I stood next to but never talked to.
It's definitely a fitting story for a show called Toyless Titles.
There you go.
All right. So where are we at? All right, Kenny, 11th round. You have three wide receivers. You've got three running backs. So your running backs, wide receivers, and your flex are covered. You have your tight end. You have your quarterback and your super flex. Mm-hmm. So you're down to kicker, coach, and you took your kicker. You're down to your coach and three bench spots.
Yep. I'm going to go with coach, and I'm going to take the great Don Shula.
Good pick.
Perfect seat.
What was that?
Coach ever coached a perfect season.
Oh, yeah.
Leads in all-time wins.
Yep. Has a great steakhouse from what I hear.
I haven't ever been there.
All right, Nate, what you got?
Give me Mr. Steven Gostkowski. Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy, just a solid kicker. All right. So what do I have now? I've got my quarterback and my super flex. I've got my two wide receivers and my two flex. I still need a running back. I still need to get my next starting running back.
Edgerrin James and get it over with.
No. I love Edge. And he did make it into the Hall of Fame, but no, I'm actually going to go a little bit different route here. Oh, I don't think I need to let him fall any farther. I think this one will also probably get me some votes from the older generation. Got to go with the great Earl Campbell, a guy that can ground and pound.
Yeah,
that's what my team's set up for. So, actually, it's not at all set up for that with all the guys I drafted at wide receiver. But that's what we're going to try it. I'm going to go with Earl Campbell, then because I haven't. That's probably too insensitive. I shouldn't do that. I'll tell you guys after we get off. Here we go. Here's another great. Gale Sayers.
Yep.
So I've got two incredible running backs that I was able to take in the 11th and 12th round to cover my RB2 and my first bench spot. So I am good to go. So back at you, Nate. What all do you still have left? Just your three just bench.
Yeah, so I'm going to get another big boy in the backfield. Mr. American Gladiator himself, Larry Zonka.
Okay. Is he on? Yeah, I know. I remember putting him on here because I couldn't remember how to spell his name.
Just put American Gladiators.
I thought that was that Zonka. I thought that was I thought that was Dan Dierdorf that did.
I think it's both of them. I thought there's two guys on there.
Okay.
I thought so. Anyways, I could be wrong, but I could have swore it was.
He's gonna get Dierdorf in the next round.
Yeah. I am not getting Dan Dierdorf. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Deion Sanders played wide receiver, and Refrigerator Perry did play fullback. So maybe
I thought about him. I did think about him.
Yeah, it's your pick, Bo. You can. I mean, you can take him.
No.
If you want to take him as your bench running back?
I'm gonna go with Tony Dorsett.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's on those great Cowboy teams.
There we go. All right, Tony Dorsett. Let's see where Rich is at. He's got his coach and his kicker. He's got a tight end. He's got his quarterback and his super flex. He's got two running backs and a flex, two wide receivers and a flex. So it looks like you got your entire starting lineup, Rich. You just need your three bench players now.
Yeah, I'm going to go receiver here. Being part of the greatest show on turf, had some great seasons there and loved watching him, Mr. Isaac Bruce.
Isaac Bruce. I love it.
Yep.
You can go ahead and make your next pick, too. I'm looking –
And then running back here, just because I get to watch so many divisional games with these teams and everything, I will be going Mr. Terrell Davis, another great stud running back.
TD. Yeah.
All right. Terrell Davis.
Should be bottom of the list.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I remember when Terrell Davis came on the scene as a special teamer, returning the kicks, and made a name for himself. That's how, the only reason he even made the team.
Yeah, he blew up somebody. I don't remember who it was on special teams too. He did that too. Kickoff team.
All right, Kenny, you have your starting lineup right, so you're just down to your bench players.
None of my bench players. And I'm going to go with Lynn Swan.
Okay, that's a good one. Man, these are all just great players to get Lynn Swan in the 13th round.
It doesn't matter what. I mean, everybody's should be in a starting lineup.
Could you imagine like today's NFL rules back when these guys played, like Jerry Rice and Randy Moss would be getting like 50 touchdowns. Walter Payton would be, he'd have like 2,500 yard rushing seasons. Like, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Bo Jackson was already doing it.
All right. Very same.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Man. All right, Nate, you're up.
Oh, Mr. Roddy White.
Okay. Another one I was kind of wondering he would be taking, if he would be taking when I put him on here. He had his moment to shine, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Till Julio came and sold his thunder.
Yep. All right, so I do have Mike Ditka on there as a tight end, but I have another tight end on here that I thoroughly enjoyed watching throughout his entire career. I love the heart and the grit that he played with. I'm going to go with that in my locker room on my bench, Mr. Jason Witten.
Jason Witten.
And yes, I know he was a Raider.
No, this is an all-time great.
Shoot. And you know what? I'm going to take for my bench, my last spot, I'm going to take a guy that is going to be able to play dual purposes for me. I'm going to take a kicker that can also play quarterback.
Yes, there it is.
Where's he at? And I'm drafting him. I'm drafting him as a kicker, even though he's on both lists.
Yep.
The great George Blanda,
yeah.
As Kenny told us earlier, the first ever. Didn't you say he was the first ever?
Yeah, he's the first ever pick, 1963.
First ever fantasy football draft pick. I'm going to take him as my last round pick in honor of you, Mr. Blanda. Thank you for all you've done for our fantasy football, whatever you call this mess.
And he played till he was like 90.
All right, Nate. Now that I've taken the greatest player in fantasy football, you try to follow that.
Yeah, I can't really. I'm just going to take an old time Packer great, Donald Driver.
Round okay, it out. Yeah, you probably beat it. So I remember Donald Driver when he came out of college. He looked like he was an old man.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Like he always looked like he was such an old man. Insane. Not on the football field, though.
No. He's a grown man on the football field.
All right. Kenny, you got your final pick.
My final pick.
Joe Burrow.
This is a big one. Mr. Relevant of my team. All right. I'm going to go with another Cowboy. You would think I was a Cowboys fan with all these Cowboys. I'm really at all. But I'm going to go with Drew Pearson.
Okay.
He going into Hall of Fame this year, so I think he's worthy of this. I mean, who's on this list, who's not worthy of going? I mean, of getting drafted. I mean, I don't know about Borski or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, where do you see? Oh, there he is. And then the final pick, the Mr. Irrelevant of this draft. Who's probably a Hall of Famer.
So this is a super flex league, so I need my third QB for the bye week. And this gentleman has won 4 Super Bowls, 2 as a head coach, 2 as an assistant. And I'd be remiss if I didn't remember just say that he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. And he was my bookend in the restroom, Mr. Tom Flores. QB.
Oh, okay. All right. So I gotta write that one in, right?
Yep, gotta chat that one in.
I'm floored. Finally
getting recognized.
I mean, I was really worried about your team getting some votes, but I think when people see that he's your QB3, that might help us.
You know, I'm just looking at the list of people that still aren't drafted. I mean, Art Monk, Dan Marino. I mean, this is just insane.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Ocho Cinco, Reggie Wayne.
It's just insane. You really need a 100.
I wanted to take OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson? I didn't. He was good. Man,
totally forgot about
Convict Squad.
Yeah. Good old OJ.
Ricky Williams.
Yeah, OJ Simpson was the one I said was probably a little bit insensitive.
I figured that's what it was. I just.
I'm going to talk about my killer team. I guess I did it anyway. All right. So let's wrap up the draft here a little bit. So I was a little bit concerned about my super flex spot, like George said, going with the third quarterback. So that's why I went with George Blanda down there at the bottom. I got a backup kicker and a backup quarterback all in one pick. But otherwise, my starting lineup is Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, with Emmitt Smith, Earl Campbell, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, Chris Carter, Adam Vinatieri, Mike Ditka, Vince Lombardi as my coach. I'm super stoked about this team. Nate, you've got Marshall Faulk, LaDainian Tomlinson, Jordy Nelson, Calvin Johnson, Michael Vick, Shannon Sharp, Aaron Rodgers. Your flex are Jerome Bettis and Andre Johnson, with Gostkowski as your kicker, Al Davis as your coach. Bo, you went running back early. You've got Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Joe Montana, and Drew Brees, Terrell Owens, Larry Fitzgerald. Your flex are Michael Irvin and Herschel Walker, Gonzalez as your tight end, and Morton Anderson as your kicker, Don Shula as your coach, Rich, John Madden as your coach, with Seabass as your kicker. I know you're excited about those. You've got Doug Williams and Tom Brady as your quarterbacks, Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson, Tim Brown, Deion Sanders, Eric Dickerson, and Steve Largent are your flex spots. Guys, we've got some pretty incredible teams here. I like it.
Yep.
All right, so that's the recap there. We're actually pushing our time here, so I need to do some little quick house cleaning here. Let me get back to my spot. So real quick, you guys can follow us at Toilets of Titles. Of course, I'm at JustinFF_. We got Nate the Dirt Man at Nate_Dirt19. Rich Gonzalez, RM, and Kenny, appreciate you coming on today. I want to remind everybody, make sure you give us that 5-star review so that you can try to qualify for the Frankenstank. Hit that like and subscribe to help us out. Give us any feedback in the comments below if you want to talk about some of your all-time great favorites. The Patreon. Don't forget that Patreon. Guys, Nate, anything you want to say to send us off?
Just keep staying positive and testing negative. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Very good. Very good. Rich?
Get your friendly neighborhood Frito Bandito. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, grab those Fritos chips. Help the brother out. Then Mr. ONC himself, Kenny, thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate you.
Problem. I'm going to go watch my daughter hopefully win a softball championship now. And everybody remember, check your bowls.
Yep, absolutely. Air a day. Later.